Hey, let's talk about Mr. Gilroy. First name Gillroy. Last name is Polidor. That's P as in Paul, O-L-E, D as in David, O-R-E. Date of birth, 11-24-55. Date of visit is today, the 20th. So, this is a 69-year-old black gentleman, originally from Louisiana. He's French Cajun. He used to work offshore. He's lives with his wife of 10 years, Karen. They have they have three children each, but of course they don't live with them. Patient recently was hospitalized because of shortness of breath, pneumonia, and then he was discharged and he went back to the hospital again because this time they found him to be in congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction and heart blockage. He required two stents. Apparently he was too ill for a heart bypass and subsequently has been sent home, period. Gilroy continues to have shortness of breath. This is new paragraph. Weakness, difficulty with movement. He used a cane to move about because of his previous strokes, period. He was under Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, home health care, and because of his changes in his condition, he's now being looked at for palliative care since he requires so much more care at home. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He used to work offshore in the on the oil rigs. But he did have an extensive history of smoking in the past, and they told him that's what caused his heart disease and his strokes, period. Medical problems, coronary artery disease, hypertension, no diabetes, strokes times two, left-sided weakness, medication, see list, allergy, none, surgery, he's had back surgery, leg surgery, and recently two stent placed, recent hospitalization, recent related to pneumonia, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, and status post stent placement. Patient is short of breath. He's been told that he needs oxygen and breathing treatments at home. Review of system, he's weak, he has a hard time getting to the bathroom, he has he's a high risk of fall, he has shortness of breath, he has audible wheezes when he walks around the room, he has edema in his lower extremity, mild 1+ with no evidence of DVT, and has decreased appetite, period. I'm in the process of obtaining previous hospitalization regarding his stroke in the past, as well as recent hospitalization with the congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, and pneumonia. Patient currently on antibiotics for his pneumonia as well. Patient's usually under care of a cardiologist, primary care physician, and psychiatrist. He gets hydrocodone and Lyrica for his foot from the foot doctor because he has chronic pain and possible RSD in the foot. Once again, he never been diagnosed with diabetes. Medical problems reviewed includes coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, pneumonia, COPD. He's on blood thinner at this time, i.e. Plavix and aspirin. Hypertension requiring multiple medication to control, status post stroke times two, left-sided weakness, increased weakness and increased shortness of breath in need of oxygen. He also suffers from orthopnea and PND at night, and his wife is quite concerned about that. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, both mom and dad died of some sort of cancer. He doesn't know exactly what cancer they had, but they did have diabetes as well. Patient's exam, blood pressure is 150 over 90, pulse is 100, respiration is 18. Heart positive, swarm positive, rest 2, with no ectopics. Lungs, bronchi, rouse, wheezes noted audibly. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with analgesia. Neurological severe weakness noted. Left-sided weakness. Status post a stroke using a cane to walk about and a walker. Lower extremity shows a 1+ edema. Here we have an assessment, 69-year-old gentleman with history of stroke in the past, most recent hospitalization because of pneumonia, congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, patient definitely needs oxygen. Patient also needs to be evaluated for respiratory breathing treatments and with a nebulizer with albuterol treatment. Number two, on Plavix and aspirin with status post stent placement. Patient is high risk of fall. Number three, he's not able to drive. His wife is the one that takes care of him. Next number is chronic pain. On Lyric on hydrocodone. Next number is hypertension. Next number is peripheral vascular disease. Next number, he's in both acute and chronic congestive heart failure despite high dose of diuretics and afterload reducers. Next number is patient definitely meets the criteria for palliative and hospice care at home. In paragraph, please evaluate patients will be evaluated for O2 neb treatment per hospice medical director in the near future. Findings will be shared with them, and this report will be augmented as soon as the hospitalization records are obtained. Thank you. Next number, put down weakness. Next one, put down shortness of breath. Also put down chronic congestive heart failure associated with JVD and pedal edema. Thank you. Oh, also put down history of excessive smoking in the past and COPD. Thank you. I'll also put down PND and orthopnea related to his current diagnosis.